This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
في هذا الكتاب المبارك الداء والدواء، صلى الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه، وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين.
أن يغفر
يقول المؤلف رحمه الله: وكل ما منه إلى عبده المؤمن يدعوه إلى محبته مما يحب العبد أو يكرهه، فعطاؤه ومنعه ومعافاته وابتلاؤه وقبضه وبسطه. Get my glasses. So Ibn al-Qayyim says anything that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his slave, يدعوه إلى محبته, is inviting a person to the muhabbatullahi azza wa jal. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is inviting us to the muhabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مما يحب العبد أو يكره, whether a person loves it or he doesn't like it. Yeah, because there are things which you don't like, but they are good for you. And there are things which you like, but they are not good for you. So it's mahdhu al-muhabba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person. You know, hatta al-uqubat, you know, the punishment that comes is a love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, to the person so that he will reflect and come back again. But unfortunately, it works with some, but it doesn't work with others. Yani, some people, they become sick and they're okay after that. You know, after the sickness, they become very good people, you know, righteous people. But others, it doesn't work with them in that way. فأعطاه ومنعه ومعافاته وابتلاؤه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gives, that giving is inviting you to love. Allah, when he deprives you from getting something, if you understand the concept of deprivation, you will understand that yes, this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, loves good for you, that you should reflect and fix your relationship with him. And that's sometimes it is good for you actually to get that deprivation, not to get the thing. Yeah, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the thing, you might be distracted from that which is beneficial to you. ومعافاته وابتلاءه, and sometimes you're healthy, and sometimes you're sick. You know, all of these are a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting you to observe this concept of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقبضه وبسطه. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprive you from getting risk, and sometimes Allah give you a lot. You know, some of us are very rich, some of us are facing difficulties in life. All of these are measured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and part of the qadr of Allah. وَعَدْلُهُ وَفَضْلُهُ, and the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, justice when it comes to, holding you responsible for what you're doing, the things that are bad, you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes justice in everything he does. So this is also where you see the manifestation of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appearing, you know, so much. Because when it comes to rewarding, you know, that is ihsan wa fadl, because you don't deserve, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, so we call it ihsan and fadl. وَإِمَاتَتُهُ وَإِحْيَاؤُهُ وَلُطْفُهُ وَبَرُّهُ وَرَحْمَتُهُ وَإِحْسَانُهُ وَسِتْرُهُ وَعَفُهُ وَحِلْمُهُ وَصَبْرُهُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ. All of these things, whether he calls somebody to live, he takes the life of somebody, he show mercy to somebody, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, bring somebody closer to him and very kind to that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, show mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving increase to the person. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covering the person, you know, granting you sitr. Sitr means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceal your affairs. You know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you, and the patience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sabur, you know, wa halim, you know. So that hilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sabr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us, we're doing whatever we want to do, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still not holding us accountable of what we are doing. The vast majority of our doings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't hold us accountable of it. Otherwise, there will be nobody remain on earth. وإجابته لدعائه وكشف كربه وإغاثة آفته وتفريج كربته من غير حاجة منه إليه بل مع غناه التام عن جميع من جميع الوجوه كل ذلك داء للقلوب إلى تأله إلى تألهه ومحبته. He says all of these things we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your dua by in a state of necessity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listen and responds to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove your difficulties and grant you relief from your worries, you know. And all of this he's doing, he doesn't need anything from you, you know. I give you, but I am expecting something to come. You give me, you're expecting something to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't expect something to come from you. He doesn't give you because he wants you to do something. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want that. He gives you because he wants you to do things that will benefit you, not to benefit him, because he doesn't need a single thing from you whatsoever. So all of these, Ibn al-Qayyim says, are inviting your heart to observe the, you know, the respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making him the only ilah that deserves to be worshipped. And also to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ تَمْكِينُهُ عَبْدَهُ مِنْ مَعْصِيَتِهِ وَإِعَانَتُهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَتْرُهُ حَتَّى يَقْضِي وَطَرَهُ سبحان الله منها وكلاءته وإحراسته له وهو يقضي وطره من معصيته بعينه ويستعين عليها بنعمته من أقوى الدواء إلى محبته. والله this is very important point Ibn Qayyim is mentioned, which يعني all of us, everyone on earth, you know, there has to be a moment that passes through your life that you are making something wrong. So Ibn Qayyim says to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you ability even to commit the ma'asiyah and to cover you, to conceal your affairs, nobody sees what you are doing, you know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept on, you know, covering you and not letting people to know what exactly you are doing, you know. And sometimes you use the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to commit the ma'asi. You know, I think everyone understands this, you know, because sometimes we use the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to commit ma'asi. You know, Allah grant you wealth, you invite people who are the people of ma'asi to come and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that? You know, الإنسان يستعين بنعم الله سبحانه وتعالى على معصي. You know, a person is, you know, taking the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using the ni'mah as a means to commit ma'asi. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping quiet, you know. Allah can just destroy you with it in the middle of that commission of the ma'asi, but he doesn't. He doesn't. So Ibn Qayyim says this is more than enough for you to understand that your love should be there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even after that, you know, this should be a moment that you might say you might not get accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, but still when you come back to him, he accepts you. He invites you, he tells you, don't worry, just come back. Stop doing what you're doing, come back, we will accept you. Subhanallah. قال فلو أن مخلوقا فعل بمخلوق أدنى شيء من ذلك لم يملك قلبه عن محبته فكيف يحب العبد بكل قلبه وجواره من يحسن إليه على الدوام بعد بعدد الأنفاس مع إساءته. He says if a makhluk does that for you, you know, who is having a very little capacity to benefit you, you know, but if he does that, you know, knows that you are disobeying him and doing this, but he kept quiet, you love him so much. What do you think about the one who is always and constantly sending the ni'mah to you, non-stop ni'mah to you, you know, without having any need from you? That makhluk must think of some benefit that he might be getting from you in the future. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need. And he kept on giving you, you know, al-dawam, bi'adad al-anfas. You know, adad al-anfas means the amount of your breathing. Allah, actually, it's more beyond that. Yeah, beyond that. فَخَيْرُهُ إِلَيْهِ نَاسِبُ وَشَرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ صَاعِدُ. You know, he always send khayr to you, and you are sending shar to him. SubhanAllah. And he doesn't say to you that, okay, today we will not help you because you are doing this. No, he's still letting you breathe. He's still letting you get water to drink. He's still letting you get food to drink. You know? Whatever you're going to say, you Allah, this is just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing mercy upon you. Otherwise, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to stop this, is to hold you responsible for what you're doing, you will never get anything. You know? Yeah, you cannot tell me that yes, I have money to buy food. No, there are people who have money and they cannot eat by themselves. Somebody has to put in their mouth. Some of them they cannot open their mouth; they cannot use it. Some of them they eat the food. You know that there are some sickness that a person cannot swallow food. So Allah salam alayhi. Yeah, they have to give them food through the sound, you know, the nose, what do you call it, the dripping. Yeah, I forgot the term. But those people, they put the tube in their nose and feed them through that. And this is ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets you eat in a normal way. You know, some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the ability, although they have the wealth, but it doesn't benefit you. It doesn't benefit them in any way. So وَشَرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ صَعِيرٌ يَتْحَبَّبُ إِلَيْهِ بِنِعَمِهِ وَهُوَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْهُ وَالْعَبْدُ يَتَبَغَضُ إِلَيْهِ بِالْمَعَاصِي وَهُوَ فَقِيرٌ عَنْهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept on sending ni'mah, wanting you to have that love which will give you increase, you know, to that which you get from him. But unfortunately, you from your side, you don't do that. Yeah, you don't do that. You go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ma'asi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing that and he's ghani. He doesn't need you. And you are doing the wrong thing towards him and you need him. Allah. فَلَا إِحْسَانُهُ وَبِرُّهُ أو بره وإنعامه عليه يصده عن معصيته ولا معصية العبد ولومه يقطع إحسان ربه عنه. He says, you know, the Ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, although it is a lot, but subhanAllah, it doesn't stop the slave from doing whatever he's doing of the ma'asi. And subhanAllah, on the contrary, the ma'asi that abd is doing does not stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sending the ni'mah to you. قال فهل أمل تخلف القلب أم محبة هذا من هذا شأنه من هذا شأنه وتعلقه بمحبة سواه وأيضا فكل من تحبه من الخلق ويحبك إنما يريدك لنفسه وغرضه منك والله سبحانه وتعالى يريدك لك كما في الأثر الإلهي عبدي كل يريدك لنفسه وأنا أريدك لك فكيف لا يستحي العبد أن يكون ربه له بهذه المنزلة وهو معرضا عنه مشغول بحبه بحب غيره قد استرر قلبه محبته سواه. Ibn al-Qayyim says the worst type of blame and behavior and attitude is to have a heart, you know, staying away from this one. He's referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things that we have mentioned and that which we do not mention about him is much greater than what you have heard. So he says, the worst type of behavior is to have somebody who is staying away from thinking about loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from loving him actually, and also who is taking his heart away from Allah. He says, anyone that you love from the khalq, that anyone that loves you from the khalq is loving you for something, you know, that might come back to him of benefit that is generated from you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves you and he wants you to love you for your sake. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants you for your sake, for your own benefit. Not for his own benefit. He doesn't benefit from his creation. Allah, as it comes from Athar, this Athar, I don't know any isnads that could be relying upon, but it says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my slave, anyone that you love, anyone that kullun yuriduka li nafsihi wa ana uriduka lak. He says anyone wants you for himself, but I want you for yourself. Subhanallah. So that's why Ibn al-Qayyim says, how come you don't feel shy, you know, of this one? He's referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it possible for you to stay away from loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you go and love somebody else? وَأَيْضًا فَكُلُّ مَنْ تُعَامِلُهُ مِنَ الْحَقِّ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ إِلَّمْ يَرْبَحْ عَلَيْكَ لَمْ يُعَامِلُكَ وَلَبُدَّ لَهُ مِنْ نَوْعٍ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْرِبْحِ وَالرَّبُّ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يُعَامِلُكَ لِتَرْبَحَ أَنْتَ أَعْظَمَ الْرِبْحِ وَعَلَى فالدرهم بعشرته أمثاله إلى 700 ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة، والسيئة بواحدة وهي أسرع شيء محوها. الله أكبر. He says anyone from the creation that you deal with, that person is agreeing to deal with you because he expects some benefit that will come from your side. And there has to be some benefit. And it doesn't like you just like that. There has to be some benefit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves you, you know, because He wants you to benefit from Him. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, that's why Ibn al-Qayyim says, you know, and He gives you a lot, and He doesn't take a single thing from you. Ibn al-Qayyim says, you give one dirham, Allah give you 10. You see how it is? You give one, He gives you 10. And He multiplied up to 700 multiples. And sometimes He give you even more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِلَىٰ أَضْعَافِ كَثِيرًا. He gives you more. وَالسَّيِّئَةُ بِوَاحِدَةً. And single sin that you commit, Allah give you only one. Reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply it by 10. But the sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it only one. In one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you one sin. And that sin also that He wrote only one, soon going to be taken away. As long as you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will remove it very quickly. And sometimes even without repentance, you know, you do some activities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the sin, you know, very quickly. You make wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove your sins. You don't say in wudu, ya Allah, ighfirli, but automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove your sins by making wudu, by praying, by fasting, you know, by doing some of the righteous deeds. Some of them, the Prophet said, your sins, even if they are like the size of the bubble of the ocean, Allah removes them from your account. فهو سبحانه خلقك لنفسه وخلق كل شيء لك في الدنيا والآخرة. فمن أولى منه باستفراغ الوسع في محبته وبذل الجهد في مرضاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you just for the sake of worshipping Him. That's it. Which comes to you in benefiting you. He says, وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ لَكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for you. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Dunya is created for you, for your own benefit. Akhirah is created for your own benefit. Subhanallah. So Ibn Qayyim says, who is the one that deserves you, you know, doing everything possible to make sure that you love Him? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you seek His pleasure. Nobody. It should be only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ وَأَيْضًا فَمَطَالِبُكَ بَلْ مَطَالِبُ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمْ جَمِيعًا لَدَيْهِ وَهُوَ أَجْوَدُ الْأَجْوَدِينَ وَأَكْرَمُ الْأَكْرَمِينَ وَأَعْطَى عَبْدَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَسْأَلَهُ فَوْقَ مَا يُؤَمِّنُهُ يَشْكُرُ الْقَلِيلَ مِنَ الْأَمَلِ يَنْمِيهِ ويغفر الكثير من الزلل وينبه يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن لا يشغله سمع عن سمع ولا يغلطه كثرة المسائل ولا يتبرم بإلحاح الملحين بل يحب الملحين في الدعاء ويحب أن يسأل ويغضب إذا لم يسأل يستحي من عبده حيث لا يستحي العبد منه ويستره حيث لا يستر نفسه ويرحمه حيث لا يرحم نفسه دعاه بنعمه وإحسانه وآياديه إلى كرامته ورضوانه فأبى فأرسل رسله في طلبه وبعث إليه معهم أحده ثم نزل سبحانه إليه بنفسه قال من يسألني فأعطيه ومن يستغفرني فأغفر له أدعوك للوصل تعبها أبعث رسلي في الطلب أنزل إليك بنفسي ألقاك في النوم. سبحان الله. Ibn al-Qayyim says, all of your matalib, all of your requests you need that you are looking for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says not only that, matalib al-khalq kulli, the need of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is giving everyone. You know, subhanallah. The most generous, you never see generosity like that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give his slaves more than what he asks, more than what he is thinking, more than what he is expecting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciate the little that you do and great and make it grow. You know, the little you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah appreciates that and He creates for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive a lot of sins that you are doing, no matter how much bigger they are. Rasulullah said, Allah said, if you come back to Him with the amount of the sand of sins, as long as you repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will meet you with the amount of maghfirah, the same amount of maghfirah. Subhanallah. Allah says, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ those in the heavens and the earth and any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every creation, they are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their need. Every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing something. Every single moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing something. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. And subhanallah, listening to Abdurrahman doesn't stop him from listening to Mazin, listening to Murni, listening to Shafa, listening to Zareen, you know, and anyone that I don't see, you know, listening to this person doesn't stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from listening to the other ones. He listens to every single person among us. And subhanAllah, he doesn't mess up, you know. He talked to me, one last one talking to me, I will tell you, please, one at a time. You know, I cannot accommodate two people talking to me at once. Allah is not like that. Trillions, all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them, they can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. He knows what each and every one of them is asking for. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't get bored by us asking Him all the time. You know, the more you ask, the more He loves you, and He doesn't like those people who don't ask Him. And in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shy of rejecting you and your request, where the slave is not shy of doing what he does to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Ibn Qayyim mentioned something which is very beautiful here. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He invited you to Him towards His ni'mah. So He gave you a lot of ni'mah so that you can reflect and understand that, yeah, definitely I'm dealing with somebody who loves me. But that doesn't work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His messengers to look for you because you ran away. Subhanallah. So you ran away. So Allah sent His messengers to look for you. And they also face difficulty to convince you to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them with a letter, you know, that's a book, you know, to remind you, to tell you that, yeah, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, be careful, understand it correctly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for you. Idan, listen, that was not enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come by Himself. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every single night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to the lowest level of the heavens. And then He asked, Man yas'alni fa'utiya, who will ask me? You know, subhanAllah, it's like you're rejecting all the messengers, all the messages. Allah come by Himself to ask you to come, you know, subhanAllah. Who will ask me and then I will give him? Who will ask me to forgive him? I will forgive him. Like the poet says, he's putting this, you know, in the poem. He says, I call you for myself, you know, to have a good relationship with you, but you don't want to listen. I send my messengers to look for you, you don't want to listen. So I come by myself to look for you. Unfortunately, they found you sleeping. Subhanallah. That's exactly how it is, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came by Himself, you know, so that we can wake up and ask Him, you know, but unfortunately at that time we are sleeping. Subhanallah. Ibn Qayyim says, wa kayfa la yuhibbu al-qulubu man la yati bil hasanati illa huwa. ولا يذهب بالسيئات إلا هو ولا يجيب الدعوات إلا هو ولا يقيل الآثارات ويغفر الخطيئات ويستر العورات ويكشف الكروبات ويغيث الآفات وينير الطلبات سواه. It says, how is it possible for the heart not to love somebody that is like this? Nobody brings reward and good except him. And nobody takes away evil and hardship and difficulties except him. Nobody accepts dua except him. And nobody forgives iqalatul atharat, meaning to overlook the shortcomings and the mistakes of a person. Nobody does that except Allah. And nobody forgives the khati'at except Allah. Nobody covers and conceals the affair of His creation except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody gives you relief from your kurubat except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your hardship, your worries, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove them from you. Wa yaghithu al-afat wa yunhiru al-talabat. Talabat is you are. There is nobody who, subhanAllah, grant you everything and give you relief from your difficulties, you know, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Qayyim says, how is it possible that a heart would not love this one? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you good. As I said, today I just want to open the absenteeism, inshallah. So bi-idhnillah azza wa jalla, tomorrow I will see how to conduct the Riyadh al-Salihin. Bi-idhnillah azza wa jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you good and tawfiq and be with you wherever you are. Innahu bi kulli jamilin kafir. And very sorry for coming late. I faced difficulty to monitor the time, you know, in a place where 5 hours different from Malaysia. But inshallah, whenever I manage to fix my schedule and understanding of the differences, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, will have the normal class. And this will be continued just for a few days, bi-idhnillah. So then we go back to the normal life. Thank you very much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you good and tawfiq and be with you wherever you are. إنه بكل جميل كفيل. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته شيخ.
سلام مازن، كيف الحال؟
جزاك الله خير شيخ في ذا كلاس. لونج تايم.
نعم.
الحمد لله.
الحمد
Should we
لله
take
وياكم.
some questions or...
Yeah, if there is, you can take at least few of them, inshallah.
We have questions from before.
Okay.
Question by Sister Aisha. How do we choose a leader in terms of Islamic Sharia for this era?
This is a very long topic, Sister Aisha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you good and tawfiq and be with you wherever you are. And if you look at the Siyasa Sharia, but now we don't have it anywhere on earth. I don't know about some places, but usually we don't have it. The closest place that I see them having something closer to Ahl al-Aql wa Shura is the US, you know, because they have college vote. This one, according to interpretation, is a group of people that are there. They are the one who will finalize the selection of a leader. And subhanAllah, they said, because they realize that if they go with the popular vote, America and the US will end up being led by a loser. They don't want this. So they have smart people according to their smartness. They around 400 people. These are the ones who will finalize the selection. So you might win the majority, but you lost those ones. These are the ones that will finally approve. If they approve you, then khalas, you are elected. If not, then you lost. So in Islam, we have this halu al-aqd. These are the ones who are supposed to be choosing the leader. How does it work? These are the people in the authority and leaders of the community and the scholars. So they sit down and they choose the best, you know, for the ummah. Get it? So this is how it is. Yeah, but now we are not with this. We have the election thing. So a Muslim should just fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go to elect based on merit and values, the person that you believe that will bring good to the deen first and foremost before the society. Because when the deen is preserved, then inshallah the society is being preserved. If the deen is not preserved, then the society will not be preserved. You get it? So Islamically, that was the system, how it works. But now it doesn't exist to my knowledge. I don't know where exactly they are doing. So we just have to deal with the reality. When you do election, just make sure that you choose a person that you believe will bring good to the deen and the community. Inshallah. May Allah grant you good. Yes, Mazin.
Yeah, I'm Sheikh. Jazakallah khair. Sheikh, the next question is da'wah a responsibility upon every Muslim? If it is,
yes.
Is it based on the knowledge that each person has?
Yes. It's the responsibility of everyone based on what you have. You give da'wah according to your capability. There are places which you can talk, there are places which you cannot talk. Do it according to your ability, with wisdom. Don't collide, don't fight, you know, do it according to your capability. There are places which you can fix with hand, like your children. You can fix them with your hand. There are places which you cannot fix with the hand. Giving da'wah to the parents, you hit your parent, no, you can't. Giving da'wah to the authority, you beat them, no, you can't. You cannot beat anyone in the authority, but you can talk in the nice way. And there are some places also you cannot even talk. So you advise somebody to go and talk on your behalf, you know. But you have to give da'wah. Everyone give it according to his capability, you know.
Naam, Sheikh. جزاك الله خير. Next question is by a sister. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أحسن الله إليك في الدنيا والآخرة. What about siwak when you are fasting? Is it also recommended to do so as well?
Yes, it's recommended. Just make sure you don't swallow it, but it's highly recommended at any time, even at the last minute before Maghrib. You know, you find some scholars saying it is recommended except after Zuhr. From after Zuhr, then it's not recommended. But this is not true. It is recommended all the time. You know.
يا شيخ جزاك الله خير. The next question شيخ. In our local area during the nikah, the vows or statements are first said by the groom and father of the bride in Arabic language followed by the common language in that place. Is this the right thing to do?
What is that?
The vows or statements made in the nikah is first said.
Yeah, it's saying that I marry you, my daughter, and you said you accept these type of things, right?
It's first said in the Arabic language and then the common language in that area. Is this right
Yes,
thing?
it's fine. They can even say it with their language, even without the Arabic tongue.
Oh, okay. So Arabic language is not necessary.
No, it's not necessary at all.
Okay, sure.
But marriage is based on the culture. You can just do it in English. You say, I marry you, my daughter, and the person says, I accept. Finished. You get it?
Okay, sir. يا شيخ. Next question by أم ريان. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته شيخ. أحسن الله إليك في الدنيا والآخرة. Are medicines which are applied to skin for joint and muscle pains which have a scent such as lemongrass or peppermint considered as perfumes and therefore not allowed for women to go out with them applied?
Yeah, as long as they smell, people, when she pass, people will smell it. The Prophet said if she does that, she's committing zina until she comes back. So I will advise her to apply them at the time when she's not going out, you know.
Yes, Sheikh. The next question by Brother Irfan. Sheikh, the question is, there is hadith about if we do salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our dua, it will be enough for our worries and forgive our sins. In
Yeah.
what way should we understand this and how about our specific du'as?
Nobody says you shouldn't make your specific dua. It should combine both. Rasulullah does not mean that your life has to be all the same Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never. He also doesn't do that. The companion did not do that. But they say the Salat a lot. That's why all of these adhkar, all of these things are given to us because Allah wants us to say them. So we combine both. Right, you can buy it. You have a lot of adhkar. Before Fajr is the best time for istighfar, the time for the suhoor is the best time for istighfar. You get it on Friday is the best time for Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You get it, and you do it also a lot, you know. But you must have a lot of time that you're making dua, yeah. So you diversify sometimes you're doing this, sometimes you're doing that. This is the best way to approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know.
Yeah, Sheikh, the last question, very small question, Sheikh.
Okay.
Is it a sunnah to have nikah in the masjid?
It's good to have the nikah in the masjid, but to call it sunnah, I don't know why it is. How is it sunnah? But it's good to have nikah.
Yeah, Sheikh. That's it, Sheikh.
Because the good thing about masjid, we don't go to the masjid and dance and bring musical instrument. Yeah.
Exactly.
So alhamdulillah, you can avoid this, you know, because sometimes to convince people not to do the maasi, it's not easy. So take them to the masjid, at least they have shyness of the masjid.
يا شيخ جزاك الله خير.
By the way, the mic, Mazin, is good, right? You hear my voice,
Yes, sir.
not like a robot voice. Eh?
No, it's really good. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Better than your mic?
Definitely, Sheikh.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much. Jazakumullah
الله خير شيخ. أحسن الله إليك في الدنيا والآخرة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.